inflation should make us radically rethink the social value of college. If students' main goal is not to learn useful skills, but to outshine their peers, taxpayers are fueling a zero-sum struggle. My recent book crunches the numbers and concludes that our society would be richer if half our high school grads skipped college and joined the job market. And frankly, there's no point in making college more affordable for students who don't belong there in the first place. When the college degree was rare, there was little stigma against those who lacked it. Our dream should not be a world where everyone goes to college, but a world where you can get a good job straight out of high school. Perhaps I go too far. Some weaker students don't have the socioeconomic and academic advantages of those born into wealthy families. But student loans are still underrated. Even no-interest loans leave students with some skin in the game. If their educational investment flops, they still have to repay the principal. Proposals to make college cheaper or even free, as Senator Bernie Sanders urged in the last presidential campaign, delete that vital reality check. Without tuition, the most fanciful academic experiments seem tempting. Who knows? Medieval studies could be the next big thing. Student loan programs should be reformed, but wise reforms bolster borrowers' incentive to choose a productive path. Charging equal interest rates, regardless of odds of success or intended major, is a recipe for fruitless credential inflation. The prudent course, which is standard procedure in the private sector, is to base interest rates on expected risk and reward. While there's always a chance you're a late bloomer, weaker students should know the odds are against them. Students in low-earning majors should understand the difference between a hobby and a career path. And if you're worried about class divisions and economic inequality, wouldn't both be milder if we got credential inflation under control? For all their faults, student loan programs do warn students to look before they leap. The pragmatic way forward is to raise interest rates for high-risk students to make these warnings loud and clear. Brian Kaplan is a professor of economics at George Mason University and the author of A Case Against Education, Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money.